This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
We're looking at property prices continuing to climb and ownership becoming increasingly difficult for many of us. There's the issue of repossessed properties, which are often presented as a cheaper way to get onto the property ladder. Now, from online listings to property auctions, these homes are frequently marketed as bargains, which offers buyers an opportunity to purchase below the market value. But is that really the case? Now, behind the attractive price tag can be a range of hidden costs, legal complexities. This can include outstanding municipal debt, occupied properties, expensive repairs, transfer delays, and even eviction proceedings. So, how can buyers then separate a genuine opportunity from a potentially costly mistake? Joining us now to look into this issue, the realities of buying repossessed properties, we welcome Rowan Terry. Rowan's a legal counsel at TPN Credit Bureau. Rowan, welcome back to the Afternoon Brief, and thank you very much for joining us once again.
Thank you so much for having me again, Michael. I appreciate the time.
When people hear the words repossessed property, now they often assume they're getting a great deal. Is that perception accurate, or is it one of the biggest misconceptions in the property market?
So I wish I could give you the answer that, you know, all of them are a misconception or all of them are a bargain. But the biggest thing that people need to do is actually do their own homework in order to determine whether it is a good investment option for themselves or not. And the reason for this is that when we talk about repossessed properties, these are properties that have been taken back from either the bank that where the owners didn't pay their home loan, it's a creditor that has a large debt owed by the owner of the property, they've gone to court and they've gotten the court order to repossess that property, sell it, and then take the proceeds to settle the debt that that particular person owes. Okay. But when people are repossessing properties, they are only looking to make back what the debt is that is outstanding on those specific accounts. So, for instance, you might be selling a property on auction for $1.6 million because that is the amount that the bond got up to. However, properties in that area might actually be valued at 900,000 rand. So in that case, it's not a bargain to be buying a repossessed property. You're paying more for what that property is actually worth. So it's so important to make sure people are doing an in-depth assessment of whether the advertised price is actually a genuine discount or not.
And then coupled with that, there are the legal checks aspects factoring in. I mean, should prospective buyers then go, what should they carry out before making an offer from that perspective?
So first off, an assessment definitely on whether the actual property price is accurate and actually a discount. How people can get around this is at TPN Credit Bureau, we offer property reports per suburbs, per province, where people can actually go and see that in that particular area, wherever they're buying the property, they can look at all the comparable sales of all the other properties in the area to understand, to say, okay, well, I'm buying a house worth 1.2 million, but the other homes in this area are selling for 2 million. So this is a great investment opportunity there. Then also to look in the financial position of the property itself. Are there arrears on the account? Most often than not, the reason why a property has been repossessed is because there are outstanding municipal charges. There are bond arrears or body corporate or levies that haven't been paid. So to make sure that you're also investigating all the accounts that are linked to the property and make sure that you aren't buying any debt that already exists at the time of the sale.
Rowan, a question already coming in from one of our listeners. A listener wants to remain anonymous, but the question reads, what happens if the property is still occupied by the previous owner or tenants when it's sold?
So that's also another very important factor to consider is that when people have their homes repossessed, it's very unlikely that it's going to be a calm and decent experience because those people are going to be upset. If you purchase a property and there are unlawful occupiers at the time of the sale, it's unfortunately, the next step would then be to go and get an eviction order to get to evict them from the property. That's a highly regulated court process in South Africa and can be very lengthy and very costly. So if their occupation's also another factor that people need to consider and say, well, do I have the funds to buy the property and incur the cost to get them out in order for me to get into the property?
Ron, another question coming through. Do you think enough information is available to help ordinary South Africans understand the risks of buying repossessed homes? What have you observed there? I take it that's what the listeners are trying to get at.
Exactly. So us, for TP and Credit Bureau, one of the biggest reasons for our business is the data that we have around property sales in South Africa. And we have found that a lot of our clients who come and do use our property reports and investor reports are able to actually look at those reports and see whether these properties that they're purchasing are going to be a decent investment option for them. It gives them enough information. However, I wish there was a solution for people out there where you can go to one place and get all the answers you need. But unfortunately, with something like this and buying a property, whether it's for your own home, your first home, an investment property, you're flipping the properties, it doesn't matter. There's so much information and research that needs to go into all of it. So there's not one particular solution for everyone, but at TP and Credit Bureau, we do have a lot of data that people are able to come and determine and use to figure out if this investment's going to be worthy for them.
Okay, let's tighten up on the processes of somebody wanting to or looking into acquiring a repossessed home. So what due diligence steps would you then recommend before someone submits an offer or raises their hand at an auction?
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. So number one, like I said, one of the best things you can do is come and get your TP and property reports from TP and Credit Bureau. That's going to help you there. Then to also insist on an inspection of that particular property. This is going to help you understand occupation, whether there's people in the house or not, but it also helps you understand the physical condition of the property. So if someone hasn't been paying their mortgage or their bond, it's very unlikely that they are going to be upkeeping the property as well. And a lot of these properties are sold on a foot steward's basis. That means the property is sold as is. There's nothing in there that says the seller is first going to renovate the entire property before the sale happens. They're saying, here's the property, you take it as it is, here's the purchase price, we are done. So another thing is that you could be buying a property, let's say for 1.2 million, and you say, this is in my budget, this is fantastic. However, you don't do an inspection, you don't do your necessary due diligence. You get into the house, and then you realize there's 600,000 rands worth of renovations needed to make that property livable. That's another cost, another delay, because they wouldn't be inhabitable. So an inspection with a registered property practitioner is absolutely recommended all the time, because it helps you to actually understand the state of the property that you are going to be purchasing.
Would you say first-time home buyers are particularly vulnerable to these pitfalls because they're attracted by what appears to be that, wow, lower entry price?
Yes, 100%. I think it's a lot more susceptible for first-time buyers, but anyone can be susceptible to this. You know, people market it. You know, this is how cheap the property is. And also bear in mind that at an auction, you're not the only one bidding on it. So you're saying, great, right, my price is 1.7, and you're now bidding with someone else there, that you take up the property to 2.1 million without your research being done beforehand, knowing where your stopping point is, to sit back and go, I'm coming to this auction to buy a property. I know that 1.85 million is my absolute dead stop, because then I have, you know, more money to consider, more money to make, and that would definitely be something to consider.
Somebody's just joined the conversation right now, Rowan, and the question reads, should banks and estate agents then be required to disclose more information about the legal and financial history of repossessed properties before they sold?
So it's not a necessity, a legal requirement to list all the necessary arrears and everything on the listing or the advertisement or everything like that. It really does come down to making sure that you are researching and asking all the necessary questions. You're dotting your I's, you're crossing your T's before you make any decision.
Rowan, as we wrap up today's conversation, for someone listening today, considering a repossessed properties, what would you believe are then the key questions they should ask themselves before deciding whether it's a smart investment or a financial headache waiting to happen?
Perfect. So number one, my thing is the purchase price actually a good price? Mm-hmm. Does it actually offer value? Number two is going to be, what is the financial position of the property? Ask for the municipal charges, the utility arrears, the body corporate levies. Get those clearance certificates from the seller before anything else happens. And also, vital is an inspection of the property. That will help you to understand what type of occupation is happening in the property. Also to understand if those people seem like they are going to be able to move out voluntarily or not, as well as the physical condition of the property. So you'll be able to know, okay, I'm going to now have to incur 200,000 rand in renovations and 300,000 rand in eviction costs. This property actually isn't worth it for me.
If you've just joined us, I've been chatting to Rowan Terry, legal counsel at TPN Credit Bureau. Rowan, been a pleasure having you on board the show once again, and thanks so much for taking the time to help us understand the realities behind repossessed properties and why a low purchase price doesn't always translate into long-term affordability. Rowan, of course, shared some very, very valuable insights, which could help South Africans avoid costly mistakes in an increasingly challenging property market.